In science, we learn how things work by taking one element away and then observing what happens. Today, Jane Andrews shares about studies that train us to look for things we cannot see. This is A Walk in the Park.
I saw a documentary recently about the state of the Earth and its decline. I have a tough time getting through yet more bad news about our home planet. This documentary, however, was different. It had, for once, an element of hope. Since the 1960s, scientists have been looking to identify keystone animal species of land, sea, air, as well as plant categories of worldwide ecosystems that, if removed, would throw said ecosystems out of balance, creating too much of one predator and not enough of another. For every scientist, it required an alternative way of thinking. Instead of looking at a dry landscape and seeing it overrun with plant-eating animals that perhaps should be culled, or tide pools overrun with clams at the expense of everything else, or seas absent of kelp forests, scientists looked to find the missing piece to each puzzle that, in time, would restore balance back to the ecosystem. Instead of culling or forcing chemical interference to alter what they saw, scientists looked for what they didn't see and suggest a means of successfully restoring the imbalance with what was supposed to be there in the first place, and in some cases allowing nature to restore the balance on its own. Who knew that starfish, sea otters, wild dogs, and wildebeests would be keystone species responsible for maintaining ecosystem balance on our planet? The program is called The Serengeti Rules and offered good news from an historical as well as scientific standpoint. That approach of thinking reminds me of when my tomato plants were infested with aphids. Instead of chemical poisons, I purchased a bag of live ladybugs from a garden center and then hand-placed them on the leaves where the aphids were. The hungry ladybugs took only 20 minutes to completely annihilate the aphids and happily restore balance in my yard. It's not easy to look for something that is not there, but if we can learn to have vision for what we lack, perhaps we can be instrumental in putting it back.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.